My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Makes you great.
Makes you great.
Got one right here.
Very good.
Right there. Hear that?
Get that thing going. I might need one of those, too.
Yeah.
Might need to grab one.
Yeah, I think we will.
Yep.
Tonight's going to be an early night.
That sounds like a great idea.
Not going to be asleep by 7, but okay. I'll be in bed by 7, watching TV, asleep by 8.
Sounds like a perfect
8-ish.
Plan. Sounds fantastic.
Nats are back in action tonight. Padres are coming in. Nats were off last night. I didn't see who was pitching for the Nats. It says undecided. I'm not sure what that means.
I thought I saw Mitchell Parker, but let me double check and see if there's an update on that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Let me check that for you.
I thought I saw Mitchell Parker for Wednesday night.
I could be off by a day.
I think he's
entirely possible.
Yeah, he's going Wednesday against Waldron.
Okay.
So tonight, I have not seen who's going tonight. Just says undecided, so who knows. But the there's a few interesting games last night in baseball. The Yankees pounded the Rays 9-1. Juan Soto hit 2 bombs, so he's got 25. Yankees had 15 hits. They're a game and a half behind the Orioles. And Soto's just having a monster year. In his contract year, who knows how much he's going to sign for, but he's putting up some serious numbers. Tigers have been hot, beat the Guardians. Guardians lead the Central by 4 games, but they are struggling. I think they've lost 7 of their last 11.
EB's favorite named team in the whole major right. leagues, the Cleveland Guardians.
I mean, I think that's so lame, but okay.
Phillies lost to the Twins, but Bryce Harper hit number 23, also having a bomb year. But like I said, the Nats get back into action tonight. Orioles were also off. They play the Marlins on the road starting tonight.
I don't know why I thought of this, but over the weekend I saw it was like a lunch or something where, I don't know if it was on social media or it was on TV, where it was like Gary Sheffield and Pete Rose and all these guys were sitting around and... And Pete Rose is holding court,
just
talking
chatting.
About all the hits he had. And
he had a bunch
I
of them.
4,256 hits. And it was wild.
Really?
Just seeing these old vets just sitting around, just talking about their, you know.
Was it on MLB Network?
I don't know where I saw it. It might even have been on my computer. It might have been a social media thing. But just seeing Pete very proud of his career. Very proud of his career.
Oh, yeah. He's never been shy about that.
No.
Team USA last night played their 5th and final exhibition before the Olympics start. The Olympics start, technically they start tomorrow. Opening ceremonies are Friday, but they do start tomorrow. Soccer and rugby, and I don't know, maybe some handball.
Do you get into the opening ceremony?
My wife said she wants to watch it, but not really. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of it, but no, I don't get into it.
I can think of 100 things I'd rather watch.
I don't really get that into it. But I did learn, I'd forgotten this. Does Greece go first with the because they were, had the first Olympics in every Olympic ceremony?
That's interesting.
Oh, do they?
Okay, that's cool.
I think they do.
All right.
Didn't realize that.
And then
that.
Does it just go in alphabetical order after that?
I would assume after that. They hope Greece is open.
But anyway, so
I was more patriotic about something like that, you know, and I got all into it. I just don't.
So, you know, the U.S. has been struggling with some of these teams, and we talked about the game against South Sudan yesterday, and they beat them by one. They played Germany last night or yesterday in London, and, you know, they squeaked again. Now, Germany's got four NBA players. They got the Wagners. They got the Wagner brothers.
They got Dennis Schroeder. One of the Wagners got paid, like, in the last 2 weeks.
It was Franz, I believe.
Got big paid.
It wasn't Mo.
Yeah. But they won 92-88. LeBron had 20, and apparently he had like 8 or 10 key points down the stretch.
Here's the thing: this obviously is trending in the direction of them losing a game or two, but that doesn't mean that they still can't win the gold, right? You can lose a game or two in pool play or whatever, still win a gold. You don't have to go undefeated.
No. I don't know if you can lose two games in pool play unless, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what the other teams do.
Right, because I am convinced they're going to lose a game. So, but that doesn't necessarily
they play
fall
Serbia.
Into the 3-1
They play Serbia in pool play in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure when. Drabby, you know what
Sunday at 11 a.m.
Sunday at 11.
Or something like that. And they're big favorites in that game.
Yeah, they're 17-point favorites.
Nobody's really been getting scared off. I think they beat Serbia by 25 or something recently.
But yeah, I mean, in pool play, you can lose, and obviously in the medal play, you can't.
I'm kind of rooting against them. They're just annoying.
You are rooting against them?
Kind of.
So you're rooting against your home country?
Correct.
Who's those guys? Who's annoying?
He says the U.S.
style of basketball is annoying, for one. I actually like that these other teams, they play like a team. We're probably, you know, I don't even know how I would, if I was, who's the head coach this year?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
If I was Steve Kerr, I don't even know how I would put the team together. I honestly don't. It's not like I'm smart, but see, are they, I don't know.
I'm still fascinated by Drab brought this up. How did they pull the end around to get Embiid on the team? What's that work?
Embiid might be a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
At this point. I'm not sure.
Probably is. Yeah. But you're right. It is
whatever
from...
they do that stuff in the World Cup. You know they.
I know it's a bit with soccer.
Yeah,
Embiid
moved
soccer.
Here when he was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, you know, wasn't an infant or.
Yeah, but that.
Yeah, but I mean, he like you said, he was a teenager. and he's playing for the U.S. It's kind of strange. But the pool for the United States, they got Puerto Rico, they got South Sudan, they got Serbia.
I think Drab touched on it too. There's something about these guys, you know, these billionaires playing in the Olympics, that it's a little annoying because it's, you know, it is. I know nothing's amateur anymore. Nothing is, but it kind of takes a little bit of the spirit away.
By the way, Embiid, he's eligible to compete for the national teams of Cameroon, France, and the United States.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just cherry pick and play for whoever he wants to play for.
Right.
Pour one out for Mark Carnevale.
That's a horrible story.
A horrible story.
We don't know how he died, right? Is it a heart attack or something?
I assume.
They said it suddenly. They just said suddenly.
If it's sudden, that's what I assume. But he won the 1992 Chattanooga Classic, and he was PGA Tour Rookie of the Year back then. He died yesterday suddenly. He was 64. He won just one tournament in his career. In 2007, he transitioned into broadcasting.
I mean, it's safe to say he's a journeyman. But yeah. Obviously, an amazing golfer.
But if you follow golf, you certainly know the name from the media.
I think his father might have been the coach at Navy. There's some connection there with the Naval Academy.
Really? Okay. Because he played at JMU. Yeah, he played college golf at JMU.
I'm pretty sure there's a connection there with the Naval Academy.
Yeah, but there's no news, no information on how he died, but I assume it was probably a heart attack.
Something horrible. So only 64 years old. Yeah, it was just
64 years old.
And yeah, if you follow golf at all, you certainly know.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about the Commanders. Veterans arrived today. Jordan Love is not practicing for the Packers.
He wants his deal.
He wants his deal.
Wants that new deal in place.
So my understanding is he redid his deal last year, maybe for 1 year for $20 million, whatever it was.
24
million or something.
So I think 23, yeah.
Okay. This year he's currently under contract, his original contract, I think, for $10.5 million.
Correct.
Well, yeah. you know.
Which is way below what starting quarterback's making.
Yeah, he's massively underpaid.
You got to figure that out.
They will. They'll figure something out.
I mean, guys with numbers close to his are making 40-plus million.
He's a great example, though, of someone who I thought was not ready, not anywhere close to ready his first couple years, and I just figured he was going to be brutal, but he got better.
He got better. They groomed him in the system.
They groomed him.
He obviously works in LaFleur's system.
Old school.
He doesn't have any superstar wideouts that he's throwing the ball to, but he's got a competent group there. Jaden Reed had a nice debut last year. He's got Romeo Doubs.
I would love to have Reed on my fantasy squad.
Yeah.
As a wideout too.
It's a little bit of flux in the backfield there. Josh Jacobs comes in to take over the running back duties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think A.J. Dillon is still there. So we'll see how Jacobs fits in. But I would expect another big year.
Well, they drafted Jordan Love. They drafted a DeMatha boy, Marshawn Lloyd.
That's right, to back him up. Yeah.
Yeah, DeMatha.
That's true.
Playing for the pack.
Good for him. Provide some depth in that RB room.
But like you said, they'll figure something out with the contract.
Yeah.
They just have to.
They'll get it done.
Yeah. But again, it's kind of crazy that camps are basically all in session.
Right.
Summer's over. I hate to disappoint people. Yep. It's over.
It's almost August.
It's a very short, quick summer.
Yes.
It just is. If you're a teacher, you're probably getting your stuff together because you're going to probably get back in there in a week or two or so. I mean,
August 1st is what, next Friday?
My wife
Friday?
Goes back. She goes back to school Thursday? Like August 20th, August 19th.
Oh, well, she's still
got a few weeks left.
She's got a few weeks.
Yeah.
But it's
coming. It's going to be here.
You're saying like that summer's over, but you're going on summer vacations in next week.
Yeah, just how I have to wait till the end of summer to go because my daughter always does swim and dive all year.
Yeah.
So I can never, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's always end of summer for me.
Yeah, I know.
But of summer.
But you still haven't gone on your summer vacay. So you still have that to bank on.
Fall vacay.
Fall, yeah. Early fall vacay.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
When do the...
I knew summer was ending yesterday because I started getting the auto renews for my Yahoo Fantasy Leagues.
I'm getting them too.
Once you start seeing those in your inbox, you know summer is a limited shelf life.
Oh, I'm getting to the point.
Speaking of that.
Go ahead.
I was real quick. Speaking of that, a guy that I've never met face-to-face, but we text back and forth, but I was in his fantasy league last year.
Yeah.
He loves the show, and he wanted to buy us breakfast.
Okay.
And I figured he was going to do Uber Eats or have something delivered.
He wants to make us breakfast?
No, he wants to buy us breakfast.
Okay.
But he sent me a picture of his credit card, and I thought that was kind of weird.
That's a weird bit.
Front and back. He said, here, whatever you guys want, here's my credit card.
Yeah, you know what? That's trust.
That is a lot of trust. You know,
he definitely trusts me.
Put a lab putter on there.
I told him, I said.
Breakfast costs $500.
Drabby, I said, you know, I appreciate it, but I just feel weird using your credit card.
Yeah.
And I didn't delete it yet. I still got it. But I just feel weird using his credit card.
Why don't you just, buy it yourself and he can Venmo you the money? I mean, do a Venmo. I mean, that's an option.
That's an option. I don't know.
Instead of just entrusting you with his credit card.
I didn't think of that. But he
I wouldn't send a picture of my credit card
to anybody.
To anyone.
Correct.
My credit card gets swiped without me sending pictures of it to randoms.
My wife and I have sent pictures to each other before there have been instances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel great.
I would sooner send a dong shot to somebody than I would send a picture of my credit card. And I'm not sending that to anybody.
Right.
It's just never going to happen.
But I do appreciate it, but I'm just not going to use your credit card to do that. I just can't.
It's probably not a great
nice
idea.
What would we really order? There's nothing super fancy. You know what I mean?
I would order a big breakfast
French
sandwich.
Toast and bacon.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's no special high-end breakfast place.
I mean, not unless we go to like a brunch, like a with bottomless.
No, we wouldn't get any high end. I mean, we would just get diner food,
right?
Or breakfast sandwiches. But I just felt strange. I'm not going to do that.
All right,
sorry, Rob, but I appreciate it, Rob.
Yeah, nice of him.
But putting the fancy putter on there would be a funny bit.
But I am getting all of the automatic renew emails.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
I'm this close to never checking email again. It's a joke. It's all garbage.
So much spam.
And you can unsubscribe till you're blue in the face.
It doesn't matter.
Every time you order something online, which we all do, you get on their dumb things.
It's a relentless onslaught.
It's relentless.
Of spam emails.
Like, you really have to go through like 100 emails to see one.
Correct.
That one that might capture your attention.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maybe.
Or there might be like a random email from Drab.
That's what I mean.
In amongst like 3,000 emails from freaking fanatics.
I mean, it's just a joke. We need
your
new
work
system.
Emails.
I do check my work emails from time to time. Those are also spammed to the nth degree too. Like by people,
I think
who,
it's a thing with email.
Like guest bookers. There's a one guest booker on our work email that literally sent me 20,000 emails.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd.
Everything. I got several email addresses. They're all junk.
Well, they're not all junk for me. I'm glad that I do check my emails because I wouldn't have gotten the invite to go to the Skin/Commanders
that is true.
Media
that
party.
Is how
I guarantee
we were
the first
night.
One that came around, I just deleted, got lost in a shuffle.
Yeah, you just like.
Yeah.
You had no interest.
No, I'm just sure I didn't recognize it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods' offspring, Charlie Woods, what he shot in the U.S. Amateur. We'll get into that. And don't forget, coming up at 7:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival that's coming to Nats Park this fall because summer is almost over. And we have a pair of tickets to go see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live this Sunday. So keep listening for your chance to win.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.